This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 722. Is test practice hurting your IELTS scores?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn why doing too much test practice leads to disaster and how many practice tests we recommend doing before your next exam. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, not much. I just went to Philly over the weekend and that was awesome.
Ooh, so, how was it?
Oh, it was fun. It was fun. We ate Philly cheesesteaks and we ran the Rocky Steps and we did all kinds of good stuff. Yeah,
okay,
good time.
Okay, you have to explain that though, ran the Rocky Steps, because I think a lot of people wouldn't know what that refers to.
I know. You know, we did a quick little video in our Instagram channel about it, but what it is, it's the story. Man. Yeah, so it's the story of Rocky Balboa, right? So the fighter, right? He was the underdog. He was an Italian-American guy in Philadelphia, growing up in Philadelphia. And he was I haven't seen this movie in ages, so I've forgotten a lot of the storyline. But all I think of is that he was the underdog against a giant fighter, and he had to train himself and get ready and prepare. So in Philadelphia, it's a very famous spot on the steps of a museum. Literally, if you go there, you see tourists just like running up the steps and putting their hands in the air. Like, that is the thing to do in Philadelphia, to be like Rocky.
That's so funny.
I must have seen like 25 people, even little kids, they'll run up the steps and they'll put their hands in the air and be Rocky for a few minutes.
It's just really funny.
So
this is the most famous scene from that movie. And yeah, people do this like all the time. Like if they run up just steps anywhere and then they like raise their hands in the air and go, Adrian, because that's like the famous scene from the Rocky movies. And then like, since it came out in the 80s, it was like, you know, like classic Cold War where like Russians were always the enemies. So the guy he was fighting against was like this big Russian dude played by Dolph Lundgren. And I don't even think I've seen it in forever. And I still remember that stuff.
No, but it's good. You're filling in the gaps for me because I also haven't seen it in a while. So guys, go watch the movie. I mean, there are multiple, right? There's Rocky 1, 2, 3. I don't know how many there are, but it's an icon, this movie, in our culture for sure. So definitely go check it out.
Or just take 5 minutes. Find us on Instagram, you guys. All Ears English has an up and running Instagram account right now. Yes. And this is a great way. We talk about all the time, like, how do we immerse ourselves in English, right? This is one of the things, to follow people in English on Instagram. You're already on your phones, so let's put more English stuff in there. So guys, if you go to Instagram and just search All Ears English, and you will see the bright yellow badge, and that's us.
Yeah, that's us, exactly. All right, awesome. All right, so what are we getting into today? It sounds like today we're talking a little bit about practice tests. Is that right?
Yeah, we had a really good question from a student in our closed Facebook group, a Three Keys student. And again, this just shows the higher level of analysis and thinking and really intelligently planning our preparation, guys, so you are not wasting your time and actually hurting your score more often than not. So the student said, if my memory serves correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, you mentioned that doing tests like reading and listening repeatedly may lead to a drop in score. Could you please elaborate more on why that is the case? So great question. This seems to sort of go against our assumption of like practice makes perfect, right? And it doesn't all the time. Guys, what if you're practicing wrong, first of all? But then also, guys, like if you are doing so many practice tests that you start to lose motivation and you really dread doing that test, that is not helping you.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one piece of it. The other piece that comes to my mind is the opportunity cost. Because if we are doing practice tests, then we're not doing something else, which is maybe learning strategies that we should be using on the test, right? So if we're, you know, that's another thing, another place where students go wrong. So there are a lot of ways where too many practice tests can put us in the wrong direction.
Yeah, for sure. Guys, do not even start doing test practice until you've learned the strategies or what are you practicing? Like, just doing the test is not improving your score. I mean, I was talking about this on Saturday, actually, with my brother, because we were at James' soccer game, and spring season for soccer is not serious. It's just like just a fun thing. It's a super short season. And so his team doesn't have any practices, and they're starting to like lose the games because they're not practicing and the other teams are. And they started out just killing it. And we're like, well, you know, just having a game isn't practice. Like, it's, you don't get better just by having a game. So it's the same here, guys. So why do we say this? Why does doing too much test practice lower your score? So there's a couple reasons. The first, the main reason, is the loss of motivation, as I said earlier, because so much of this IELTS test prep is mental, right? Like, feeling that sense of confidence and calm is vital in order to performing your best. If you have anxiety, if you have a negative association with the test because you're just like sick of it, you're not going to do your best.
Hello, awesome listeners. If you are a Three Keys student, I have an announcement. I am doing a Facebook Live class only for Three Keys students on June 8th. More information to come. It is going to be focused on how you can be more flexible with writing. So put this down, guys. June 8th, Facebook Live, only for Three Keys students.
Yeah, exactly. And it also, just to this end, it makes me think of this phrase, you know, just kind of going on automatic. When we do something too many times, we kind of don't fully do the thing, right? Does that make sense? We kind of just go through the motions. The phrase is go through the motions. We go through the motions of doing a practice test. We may not be going one level deeper and using the strategies that we've learned. Does that make sense?
That
skimming
is so
the surface.
True. Yeah, that's so true. That's a great phrase, to go on automatic pilot. It means like you're just doing things by rote. You're not actually engaged, right? Mm. So there's this very fine line, you guys, between learning the strategies and applying them enough so you feel comfortable with them, so they become a habit. There's a fine line between accomplishing that, as you've heard our successful students do that have been on the show lately, compared to going overboard and doing too much test practice, and then you become disengaged, right? You can't actually be active and involve your mind fully in the test because you're just like, you're just going through the motions, like Lindsay said. Good vocab, by the way.
Well, thank you. So this is a great thread, though, because then Jonathan in our Three Keys Facebook group asked a follow-up question, and he said, you know, when you say too much test practice, what exactly do you mean? How many tests are we talking about? In, let's say, in a 30-day study plan, how many times should we actually do that practice test?
Yeah, that's such a good question. So it does depend on how far away from the exam you are, of course. If you're very far away, one practice test a week is plenty. I know that sounds weird, but it's true. Because so much of your time needs to be spent building your skills for the test, not just doing test practice. And that's the point of our study plan in Three Keys IELTS, is to build all the skills you need in interesting, engaging ways, coupled with test practice, right? So I would say, like, a rule of thumb, no more than 2 to 3 practice tests a week, right? So what our study plan tells you guys to do is, as soon as you finish learning the strategies for one of the test sections, start doing one test practice a week for that one, right? So example, you finish the listening module, you need to start doing a listening test practice right away, right? Like between one and three times a week, let's say. Same thing for reading. As soon as you get those reading strategies down, you've learned them, you need to apply them to test practice immediately. So yeah, so let's not go beyond 2 to 3 tests a week. And in the 2 weeks before your exam, I'm going to say definitely 2 or 3 practice tests. In the week before your exam, I'm going to just say one, because the week before your exam is really so much about mental preparation, really practicing the anti-anxiety strategies we teach you in 3 Keys IELTS, because like you've already learned everything you can. You're not going to teach yourself something the week before the exam that's going to change your score. So what your goal is to get rid of anxiety and maintain your level.
Yeah, exactly. And there towards the end of that study plan, that's when we're doing the full practice test, right, Jessica? Because we do need to have those opportunities. Like we said before, as we go through that study plan, we're doing the listening practice test. But then at the end, we do want to do at least once the full test. Right? The full experience. Yeah, for sure. Love it.
And I understand, guys, this advice may make some of you very nervous, because it is a comforting thing to do a practice test, because you are convinced that you are improving, right? That is the easy way out, guys. And that is not the good path. Right? You are not improving just by doing test practice. You have to challenge yourself by improving your overall English, improving your all of your skills, the comprehension, your vocab. That's what you need to do well on IELTS, not just doing test practice. That's the easy way out, and it doesn't work.
It's true. It's true. That's the beauty of the study plan. I mean, a few weeks ago, Andrea was on the show and I listened to that episode that you did with her. And that was fantastic, because she talked about how the study plan just condenses everything that can help us maximize our time. Right. And so she knew, even though she's a near native speaker, she needed that study plan. She needed to know, okay, what do I do? I have 2 hours to sit down today. What do I do to maximize my time so that I will be ready for those practice tests?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we know you guys are busy. And shoot, even if a near native like Andrea needs guidance, guys, oh my gosh, we all need help sometimes. I just spoke with a student yesterday who is a doctor, and he is super busy, right? But he knows he needs to prepare for IELTS. So we talked about how he could use the time he has in the most efficient manner, taking that study plan, fitting it to his time. Guys, like, we all need guidance. And I mean, come on, it doesn't matter how much time you have in the day. Like, would you rather spend 5 hours wasting your time studying for IELTS, or 2 hours and like actually be improving in that 2 hours?
Good question. I love it. This is so good. So any final thoughts for our listeners? I mean, I'm glad that our student in 3 Keys IELTS was able to ask this question. It's such an important question. We have to know how to attack this test.
Yeah, completely. And guys, like, you need to personalize your study plans, right? I mean, our study plan is fantastic. Guys, you have heard the success stories on the show and how vital they say the study plan was in their preparation. Without it, they couldn't have achieved those scores. Like, hands down, that's what everybody has said, right? But you've also heard how they personalize depending on what their challenges are. Sometimes people need more writing or more listening. So guys, I do recommend having a consultation with me so you know, one, if you're ready for IELTS, two, when you should book your test. I can tell you, you're ready to book it in 30 days, or maybe you should wait 4 months. I'm going to tell you what your study plan should be. So you could definitely book a consultation with me, guys, and we could figure that out. So just email me if you're ready to talk about IELTS and you're ready to get serious. My email is jessica@allearsenglish.com.
Okay, awesome. And soon we're going to have a very cool score calculator so that our listeners can get a sense of what their score range will be, and we'll be able to do that to provide some solutions and suggestions to you guys. So, all right. So we are out of here for today, Jessica. Well, thank you for hanging out. This has been fun as always.
As always. Thank you, Lindsay.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone.
Thanks again and see you soon.